Well, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Appendix 13. And this is governing the use of Nephesh in the Old Testament. The word Nephesh occurs 754 times in the Hebrew Old Testament. Each occurrence is noted in the margin, but it will be useful for the Bible student to have a complete list. In the AV and RV, is he translated soul 472 times, while in the other 282 places, it is represented by 44 different words or phrases. In 53 of these places, there is a marginal rendering which calls attention to the fact that the word is nephesh, while in 229 passages, the English reader has hitherto been left in ignorance of the fact. The English word soul is in every occurrence the rendering of the Hebrew nephesh, except in Job 30:15 and Isaiah 57:16. The time has come to open the book and let it speak for itself. Henceforth, everyone who uses the Companion Bible will have complete information as to the facts and can use it in determining his definitions, making his own classifications, and formulating his doctrines as to the biblical use of the word. All right, Chip, you the man. Though, with these two exceptions, the English word soul always represents the Hebrew nephesh. Nephesh is not always translated soul. This appendix will exhibit all the varieties of translation, and while it is not intended to teach either theology or psychology, it will give such information as will enable every Bible reader to form his own views and come to his own conclusions on an important subject about which there is such great controversy. Now, bear with me for just a moment, folks, while I get a drink here. Okay. This can be done only by giving every occurrence of the Hebrew word nephesh. Each occurrence is noted in the margin of the Companion Bible, but it is well to present a complete, separate, and classified list of the recognized lexical usages of the word, and the reader will be left to form his own judgment as to how far the following classification is correct. The usage of the word nephesh by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God is the only guide to the true understanding of it. It will be seen that the word soul, in its theological sense, does not cover all the ground or property or properly represent the Hebrew word nephesh. The English word soul is from the Latin solus, alone or soul. Soul being S-O-L-E. Because the maintenance of man as a living organism and all that affects his health and well-being is the one soul, S-O-L-E, or main thing in common with every living thing which the Lord God has made. The correct Latin word for the theological term soul, or nephesh, is anima, and this is from the Greek animos, air or breathe, because it is this which keeps the whole in life, whole this time in life, and in being. The usage of the corresponding New Testament word psuche will be presented in a later appendix. The first occurrence of nephesh is in Genesis 1:20, the moving creature that hath life, nephesh. The following are 12 classifications of nephesh. Nephesh is used by the lower animals only in 22 passages and is rendered in 9 different ways. Creature in Genesis 1, 21, 24, 2, 19, 9, 10, 11, Leviticus 11, 46, 46. What I'm going to do is go to Genesis, let's see, let's just go to Genesis 1:21. 1. And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And 24, I'll go ahead and read it as well. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Thing. Leviticus 11:10. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Life. Genesis 1:20. We'll pop back to Genesis 1 and go to 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. The life. Genesis 9:4. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Beast. Go to Leviticus 24:18. And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. The soul. Job 12:10. Get your Bible aerobics in today, folks. Job 12:10. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? Wow. Let me read that again. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. But that is just one amazingly powerful sentence. Breath. Now we'll go to Job 41:21. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. And let's see here. What else do we have here? 8. Fish. Isaiah 19:10. Come on, computer, you can do it. You do it, or I'm going to get a new one. And they shall be broken in the purpose thereof, all that make sluices and ponds for fish. Her. And that's in Jeremiah 2:24. A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure, in her occasion, who can turn her away. All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. That's a very interesting statement. There is a lot being said that a wild ass used to the wilderness. Okay, she's accustomed to the wilderness. That snuffeth up the wind of her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? And occasion, we're looking at, how was that? Ta'ana is the Greek word, or Hebrew, Strong's Hebrew definition. An opportunity, subjectively purpose. All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. Almost sounds like they'll find her when she is ready. And that would be the month. The Strong's Hebrew definition for that is Chodesh, the new moon, by implication, a month. Monthly, new moon. Nephesh is used of the lower animals and man in 7 passages and rendered in 3 different ways. Creature, Genesis 9:15. And we'll just pop to that one here real quick. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The life, Leviticus 17:11. We'll just go ahead and do that one as well. 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. And so, Numbers 31:28. And levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war which went out to battle. One soul of 500, both of the persons and of the beeves and of the asses and of the sheep. Nephesh is used of man as an individual person in 53 passages and is rendered in 6 different ways. And those different ways, again, are soul. In Genesis 2:7, we won't go to that, but we have a new word, person. Genesis 14:21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. Now that one is person. Persons would be numbers 31:35. And we'll go ahead and look at that one real quick. And 32,000 persons in all of women that had not known man by lying with him. Any is in Deuteronomy 24:7. Man is in 2 Kings 12:4. And 1 Chronicles 5:21. That seems a little bit obscure, so we're going to go to that and look at it and see what that says in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 5:21. And they took away their cattle of their camels, 50,000, and of sheep, 200, and 50,000, and of asses, 2,000, and of men, 100,000. So nephesh is used of man, and that's where the and comes in. Nephesh is used of man as exercising certain powers or performing certain acts, parentheses, may be often well rendered by emphatic pronouns, in 96 passages and with 11 different renderings. Again, we have number one is soul. Number two is man. Number three is any. Number four is one. Let's look at that, and that's Leviticus 4:27. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought to be done and be guilty. Any one of the common people. Yourselves. Person. Themselves. Himself. He, which is in Psalms 105:18. We'll go to that. Psalms 105:18. Whose feet they hurt with fetters, and was laid, and he was laid in iron. Herself is another one. Himself. Nephesh is used of man as possessing animal appetites, desires, in 22 passages, rendered in 5 different ways. Soul, Numbers 11:6. We'll go back to Numbers there and look at that. Numbers 11:6. My now, our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Let's see here. Deuteronomy 14:26. Deuteronomy 14:26. And thou shalt, make sure I got the right one there. Am I reading it right? Got my glasses. Maybe I got to put 2 pair on. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, and thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. So we're going to look at that real quick. Let's see. Lusteth after. That is Ava. The Strong's Hebrew definition for ava, a primitive root, to wish for, covet, greatly desire, be desirous, long, lust after. Other references to that are pleasure, lust, appetite, greedy. As you can see, these are a little different than the references before. Used of man as possessing animal appetites and desires, as opposed to the one prior was exercising certain powers, and before that, as individuals. Nephesh is used of man as exercising mental faculties and manifesting certain feelings and affections and passions in 231 passages and rendered in 20 different ways. Top of the list, soul. We'll look at this again in Genesis 34:3. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. I think it might be easy for some people, not necessarily anybody here, but to possibly misconstrue that reference and tie it to the prior reference as possess animal appetites and desires. As far as desires, and it's a whole different feeling for this as opposed to the prior reference. So we'll do mind is also under this, and that's in Genesis 23:8. And we'll go to Genesis 23:8. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar. Next one is heart. I think I'm going to dig down a little deeper in this one. Ezekiel 25:6. For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thine hands and stamped with the feet and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel. And that was looking at it as, you know, rejoiced. We were looking at rejoiced for that one there, which goes back to the heart. Because the heart can rejoice. Nothing else can rejoice without the heart. These are the things you tie it to. You know, your spleen isn't rejoicing. Your liver isn't rejoicing. But your heart rejoices. And your mind is aware of this and knows this. Hearty is number 4 under there. Will. We'll look at will in Ezekiel 16:27. Boy, we are jumping around today. Okay. Behold, therefore I have stretched out my hand over thee and have diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. I have stretched out my hand over thee and have diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee. Very powerful there. Desire is another one. Pleasure. We'll go back to Psalms 105:22. To bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. So the Strong's Hebrew definition is for pleasure, nephesh, a breathing creature, one own person, pleasure, self, selves, soul, they. So we have, you know, a lot of different references for nephesh and the different connotations here and how it's applied. I will say applied to the occurrence, and then it's applied to the lesson that each one of the scriptures is presenting to us. Pleasure, lust, angry, discontented, thyself, myself. He. His own. Him. And that's in Proverbs. Him is in Proverbs 6:16. Look at that one. Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Unto him. Interesting. Himself, herself, yourselves, man. Again, man falls under this one. And that's in Isaiah 49:7. We will jump there. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Interesting is the next, the last one here is a phrase. So would we have it. Psalms 35:25. And that is, let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it? Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. That's interesting. I guarantee you folks that after this scriptural exercise tonight, you should get some good sleep. The next one is nephesh, is used of man as being cut off by God. And as being slain or killed by man in 54 passages and is rendered in 8 different ways. Soul cut off by God in 22 passages. Soul. Genesis 17:14. Exodus 12:15. We'll go to Exodus 12:15. We haven't been there this evening, but we'll go there. Exodus 12:15. Seventy days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Slain or killed by man in 32 passages rendered in 8 different ways. Soul, person, any person, him, mortally, life, thee. We'll go ahead and go to soul, and we'll do that in Joshua 10:28. Make sure I'm at the right place. Yes, indeed. And that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, he utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Makeda as he did unto the king of Jericho. In the next group, nephesh is used of man in being mortal, subject to death of various kinds from which it can be saved and delivered and life prolonged in 243 passages, rendered in 11 different ways. And that's interesting. 243 passages where it is stated from which it can be, is subject to death of various kinds, from which it can be saved and delivered and life prolonged. That's worth going, that would be worth going back and studying and looking at all of those 243. But we won't do that tonight. So, we'll go back to Genesis. We'll go to 12:13 first. 12:13. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And we'll go to, let's jump to Samuel 4:9. We'll jump there if I can actually get to it. I'm sorry, 2 Samuel 4:9. And I see that Chip is right on the money there. And David answered Rechab. I'm not certain if that's the proper pronunciation, Rechab. And Baana, his brother, the sons of Ramon, the Beerothite, and said unto them, as the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity. Who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity. There's a right there is a I don't want to purposely take this out of context. As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversity. There's a key to probably a lot of the other references to this. We'll also look at Habakkuk 2:10. And come on, you can do it, please. There we go. There we are. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people and hast sinned against thy soul. Wow. That says a lot. And in the context of where we read this from the appendices, it puts it into context. You can understand that this is very helpful in being able to take these references of these particular words under the auspices of the main word of nephesh. Life, lives. Is another one. Ghost. Well, let's look in Job 11:20. Here we go. 20. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. Wow. Person again. Tablets. There's an interesting one there. Let's go to Isaiah 3:20 and see what that is all about. Isaiah 3:20. The bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings. So let's see what that says and the tablets. Strong's Hebrew definition 1004. The word is bayith. Let's see, court, daughter, dungeon, family, fourth, temple, web, within. So that one would take a little more study to fully vet our understanding on that one. Maybe I might highlight that one and go back to it later. Deadly, himself, me, they, themselves, yourselves. There was a lot. There is a tremendous amount of information just under that one word, nephesh. So, we go back to the beginning here of this Appendix 13, where it says the word nephesh occurs 754 times in the Hebrew Old Testament. Each occurrence is noted in the margin, but it will be useful for the Bible student to have a complete list. Well, you've got a list here. This gives you a lot of reference to that. And folks, if this was a little bit mind-numbing in it and everything that I read, this is my first time going through it, and that was great. And there's still a lot more to find in there. I would say that is a perfect place to go to bookmark Appendix 13, and then look at those references for nephesh and the words that fall under it, and how they're used in those different scriptures, and in the context. Again, the first one, you know, nephesh is used of the lower animals only. The next one, nephesh is used of the lower animals and man in 7 passages. Then as an individual person, then as exercising certain power or performing certain acts, then as possessing animal appetites and desires, then as exercising mental faculties and manifesting certain feelings and affections and passions, then as being cut off of God, and then as being mortal, subject to death of various kinds, from which it can be saved and delivered and life prolonged. I think that's a great place to end, folks. Thank you very much. And again, Father in heaven, thank you for placing this before me to read. I hope this was beneficial to all my brethren and everybody who is listening. And I hope it pleased you, Lord. Most important. And again, I ask you, please look after those people that need that touch from you. In Christ Jesus' name, Amen.